WEDM Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A white supremacist prison gang member and an accomplice bolted from a hospital in Boise, Idaho today, where the prisoner had been taken, shot and wounded prison officers, and then sped off in a car, says Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger.
It appears to be a 2020 gray Honda Civic, and that vehicle was seen fleeing from the scene. We do not know where that vehicle is right now.
Both men considered dangerous. President Biden celebrating an agreement to provide Intel with billions of dollars for factories to make computer chips in Ohio, Arizona, New Mexico, and Oregon. The chips are used in products from cars to phones to appliances and more. A woman acting as a Good Samaritan was shot in the face when she stopped to help people involved in a car crash in Cumberland County, North Carolina, says the sheriff's office. Another woman's arrested in the case. Record high closes for Wall Street major indexes today. This is ABC News. Another penalty in a shocking scandal. ABC's Derek Dennis.
The latest sentencings of former Mississippi Sheriff's deputies Christian Dedman and Daniel Updike spell decades in prison for the two in the assault and torture of two black men, Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker, last year. Updike getting 17 and a half years for carrying out a mock execution, putting his gun in Jenkins' mouth and pulling the trigger, but the shooting failed. In court, he apologized to Jenkins, saying the weight of my actions and the harm I've caused will haunt him every day. Dedman and Updike, among six white former officers known as the Goon Squad, being sentenced this week to between 17 and 20 years in prison in the case.
The parent company of Ultimate Fighting Championship, TKO, will pay $335 million to settle a class action lawsuit over wage suppression, according to a company filing. Colombia's government is planning to recover a $17 billion shipwreck as soon as April. The Spanish galleon ship San Jose sunk in 1708 with silver, emeralds, gold, pottery, and more on board. It was rediscovered in 2015, set to be recovered soon. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Listen, feel, experience. Dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin. Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests. Bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
Hello and welcome to another edition.
Listen, hold on. Experience, dance to the...
We are having all kinds of technical problems in the studio today. Well, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Mad Unity. We are the show that celebrates all aspects of electronic music here in Madison, Wisconsin. And tonight, we have the pleasure of finally welcoming Ian Adkins. He is... regular of the scene here in Madison and does the circuit and plays all kinds of awesome sets. I've danced to a few of them. But first, I want to remind you all that this is Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM. We are a civic media station. Civic media is the state's largest pro-democracy network. And we want to remind everybody that you can listen to us through the Civic Media app as well. If you go to any of the app stores, either of the app stores, and download it, you can actually participate in a contest that's happening during the daytime. There is a keyword of the day, and you can be entered to win some crazy prizes. I think one of them is like some kind of weekend getaway somewhere in Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. But yes, download the app, listen to the daytime, but most of all, keep in touch with us here at Mad Unity. So without further ado, I want to welcome Ian Atkins. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, well. How are you? I know that it's still cold. It's cold and warm, and I know you're a native of Madison?
Yeah, or no, for like 2.5 years.
Okay.
But Midwest. Yeah. I know the cold. I was in Minneapolis for a while, so.
Oh, so you yeah.
To it.
I'm getting used to the big swings from 55 to 20.
Yeah, I'm into snowboarding, so that is officially over. Too early.
Too early. Yeah, you didn't get a chance to do much shredding.
No.
Yeah. So just tell us a little bit about the. I know that you started spinning recently, and you've been, I think you're a resident of August Ox. Is that correct?
I've played a few. I wouldn't say I'm a resident anywhere. I just like to play for my friends wherever they are. You know.
Yeah. Cool. Right on. Well, I think, were we ready to get your set started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy to.
And you're going to be playing a whole bunch. I know I've heard you play techno and some house.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to the journey you're taking us on today.
Yeah. A lot of techno lately. So.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, without further ado, here's Mr. Ian Atkins on Mad Unity 92.7 FM. You are listening to Mad Unity. This is 92.7 FM. Thank you. This is Mad Unity. Listening to the sounds of Ian Atkins. Coming up next, yours truly, host Cosmo Brown, spinning some drum and bass.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at MadisonBluesSociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.